Pushkin.
People will do just about anything to avoid pain, including cause pain.
When it comes to the yucky emotions in life, most of us would prefer to suppress them, run away from them, or pretend they're just not there.
It's a huge part of the mythology around emotion that if we look it in the eye, it gives it power. When the reality is, if we look it in the eye and name it, it gives us power.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, and in the new season of The Happiness Lab, I want to suggest that we might be able to reset our relationship with our emotions in the new year. We all experience stuff like sadness, anxiety, and guilt. But in 2022, I want to help you look at negative emotions in a new light by heeding the advice of experts like Brené Brown.
The bad news is the less we talk about it, the more we experience it, but we need to learn how to recognize emotions in self and others.
We'll look at some of the most powerful and potentially destructive emotions with fresh eyes.
I was always that person that was mad about injustice and mad about how other people treated and wanted to punch the sun at a very young age.
And we'll see that even nasty feelings like anger are important signals to pay attention to.
It's the nervous system getting wound up enough to do something. Anger is your body directing you to create change.
In addition to the white-hot emotions like rage, we'll also deal with those upsetting, listless feelings like burnout.
There's a whole spectrum of well-being.
And Adam Grant will help us explore an overlooked emotion that many of us feel right now.
On one extreme, you have depression or anxiety. On the other extreme, you have flourishing or thriving. And we don't really talk about the neglected middle child, which is languishing.
And in a special two-part show, we'll take a deep dive into an emotion that many of us struggle with and even dread. Perhaps the most negative of negative emotions.
Can I pause you? Negative? Why are they negative? What makes them bad?
I'll talk to psychotherapist Julia Samuel about how we can reimagine our relationship with loss.
No one wants to burst in tears in front of lots of strangers in a supermarket.
And how we can even grieve better.
As you express it, something shifts.
She'll draw both on her years of practice and the deeply personal experience she had losing her close friend, Princess Diana.
One of the things I love most about Diana was her laugh. She had this incredibly raucous laugh that was really quite loud, and she often put her hand to her mouth, and it was incredibly infectious.
The new year is a great time to reset your relationship with your emotions. So join me for the next season of The Happiness Lab from January 3rd, wherever you get your podcasts. And as a special added bonus, I'll also be creating 6 meditations based on the ideas in these episodes. They'll be available exclusively for Pushkin Plus subscribers. Pushkin Plus is available on the show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus. Sign up now and you'll have access to ads-free listening and exclusive content across many Pushkin industry shows. I hope to see you back soon for our emotional reset in the new year. Until then, stay safe and stay happy.